USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Most travelers from the United States will now be barred from entering the European Union when it opens its borders on Wednesday because the coronavirus is still too prevalent in the United States. The EU's 27 members have been drawing up a list of countries whose virus levels are deemed low enough to allow people from those places to travel into the bloc, which has been mostly sealed off since March. That list of safe countries was officially announced in a statement. The United States, which has the most coronavirus cases and deaths in the world, was not on it. Countries that did make the list are Algeria, Australia, Canada, Japan, Morocco, New Zealand, South Korea, Thailand, and Uruguay. China will be included on the list if it allows entry to EU travelers in return. The move is a sign of how the U.S. is seen by Europe and elsewhere as the coronavirus hotbed. This is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
Ghislaine Maxwell, a British socialite and confidant of Jeffrey Epstein, was arrested by the FBI in New Hampshire. She was arrested without incident and taken into custody. Maxwell, who is Epstein's former girlfriend, has been accused of overseeing his alleged sex trafficking ring. Many women have accused her of recruiting them to give Epstein massages during which they were pressured into sex. Those accusations, until now, never resulted in criminal charges. At a press conference formally announcing the charges, FBI Assistant Director in Charge Bill Sweeney said they arrested one of the villains in the case. Cell phone data that tracks users' whereabouts show that fewer Americans are patronizing local businesses and chain stores as COVID-19 cases surge in states like Arizona, California, and Florida. Traffic at retail and food establishments ticked upwards for most of April and May as businesses reopened, but has started to drop again since mid-June, marking one of the first periods of deceleration since city and state lockdowns began. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
An Illinois man nearly lost his life outside a bar while defending a black woman from being harassed, and USA's Wendy King has more.
A father on Facebook is claiming his son was stabbed in the neck and hand after defending a black woman from a racist man who called her the N-word for no reason. He says Joshua Dangler has had one emergency surgery to save his life and another on his hand as they are trying to save his thumb. After an investigation by the Van Wert Police Department in Illinois, a suspect was identified as David Hecox. They found him at his job working for a wind turbine company as a road flagger. He had blood on his clothing and in his car. He was charged with felonious assault and is awaiting a hearing in court.
2012 GOP presidential candidate Herman Cain is being treated for the coronavirus in an Atlanta area hospital, according to his Twitter account. It's not clear where or when Cain was infected, but he was hospitalized less than 2 weeks after attending President Donald Trump's campaign rally in Tulsa, Oklahoma. He did not meet with the president there, according to the campaign. Cain, now age 74, was hospitalized after developing serious symptoms, but is awake and alert. The former pizza company executive has been an outspoken backer of the president and was named by the campaign as co-chair of Black Voices for Trump. Cain took part in a Trump campaign live stream before the rally with Texas State Senator James White. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.